From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Luke Burbank, Faith Saley, and Alonzo Bowden. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. In just a minute, Carl lays down some sick rhymes in the controversial new song, Accidental Limericist. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Alonzo, every year, the meat industry sells countless millions of pork chops, beef shoulders, tenderloins, other kinds of cuts of meat. Well, now they're making a big change intended to increase sales. What are they doing?
Lowering the price?
No.
I have no idea. What it,
well, I mean, it's...
Taco Bell decided to use real beef.
No. Because they already do, Taco Bell lawyers. They already do. I'll give you a hint. A steak by any other name would taste just as meat.
They're renaming it?
Yes, they're changing the names of all these cuts of meat. Meat producers are changing the names of over 350 cuts of meat, saying that the names are too confusing for customers. Oh, that must be why we eat so little meat in this country.
Mm-hmm. Who is confused by the term pork chop?
Oh, I'm always
what?
Confused.
That
when I go
you.
To a steakhouse, I can never retain this. I always ask my husband to explain all the different cuts. The bone-in and filet mignon and never
so
can remember.
If it says bone-in...
I don't eat them.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to help
fair
you
enough.
With this.
Let's go.
If it says bone-in...
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what they call it under the new name. But I'm going to go with that's the one that the bone is still in.
Right. Yeah.
It's too simple. There's like different kinds of pork chops. They're all called pork chops. So they're changing the names. They also want them to sound more attractive so they can charge more money. So something known as a pork butt today will be known as the Boston Roast from now on. There you go, Boston. None. You're a synonym for butt.
Or if you're west of the Mississippi, a Kardashian cut.
Yeah, that'll work. Alonzo, a hospital in Detroit has announced a huge advance in medical science. What?
Cheating death.
No. That's another hospital. That's in North Carolina. It's something, you know, you were in a hospital recently. Mm-hmm. It's something that you would have loved to have, I'm betting.
Decent food.
Close. Well, not close, but the other thing that everybody complains about in hospitals. Especially if you have to get up and walk down the hall.
Oh, gowns that actually close?
Yes! They've invented a hospital gown that actually covers your backside. The worst part about going to the hospital is having to wear these open back gowns. Thankfully, students at Detroit's Henry Ford Hospital have been working tirelessly for 2.5 years to create a less butt-exposing gown. It's made of thicker, warmer material. It features a fold-over back that provides both access for the doctors and coverage. It has a double-breasted front, making it perfect for the hospital prom. Reviews have been overwhelmingly positive, and it's been deemed the best attempt of covering an ass since the New York Times did 10 pages on Anthony Weiner. Faith, during a recent trip to Germany, Russian President Vladimir Putin was interrupted when a topless female protester rushed the stage. Instead of flinching or running away, Putin did what?
Oh. Did he do something kind to her?
He did something approving.
He looked at her toplessness. He gave it a once or twice over.
He did, and he registered his approval by doing what?
Oh, by two thumbs up.
Yes, he did. That's what he did. All right. Security moved quickly to intercept the woman as she rushed the stage with a slogan written on her bare back, but not before Putin nodded approvingly and requested a private lap protest. The Randy Russian, this is true, gave the woman two thumbs up, prompting Roger Ebert to sue him from heaven.
It's actually the photos of this moment are sort of great because she's approaching him, and he's obviously a person who has a huge security detail, and their job is to make sure to get in the way of anyone who's coming at him in an unexpected fashion. And they're trying to block the lady, and he's kind of being like, oh, give it a minute. Let's see where this goes. Yeah. He's the most unthreatened world leader who has someone running at them you've ever seen.
He was so distracted by her nakedness that not only did he have no idea what she was protesting, he couldn't remember afterwards anything else about her. To quote Putin, I didn't make out if they were blonde, chestnut-haired, or brunette. Our question is, what is the they in that sentence?
So strange.
Do you think George Bush was reading that story saying, they threw shoes at me?